Triple B is ready.
Call to order Board of Works for May 27th. Need a motion to approve the minutes from the May 12th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Mayor, before we get started, I'd just like to say a couple brief remarks. I know a number of us were at Mr. Clark's funeral this morning, so we'd like to pay condolences to Pat's family. And obviously, his chair is appropriately marked here, so. And then also this, yesterday was Memorial Day, and so for any veterans that are in the crowd, we certainly wish you warm welcome and appreciation for your service. And then on behalf of the Rendezvous, I can just say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the different departments, the police, the fire, the park department, the street department. Everybody was extremely helpful, and it was a wonderful event, and I appreciate the help of your office too, Mayor, because you guys are oftentimes the front line for getting information out to people, so thank you very much.
Okay, moving on, first up is Park and Rec, Steve Beaman.
Parks Department, Steve Beaman. First, the pool. They just got the playground piece that goes in the zero-depth pool up over the weekend. They're going to start putting the liner in tomorrow. The bathhouse is about done. The pump house is roofed. They've got to get the equipment inside. We hope in the next 2 to 3 weeks that they can get a lot of these loose ends tied up. The weather's, just when it dries out, we get a rain that's big enough to kind of stop the concrete. So, but the guys are doing as much as they can. We've got our Art in the Park program will start June 3rd. This is every Tuesday throughout the summer. It'll rotate through different parks. It's from 11 a.m. to noon. At that park, there'll be a snack provided and also a small art and craft project. We've done this for about 5 or 6 years. It's very popular. We also, starting on June the 4th, on the first Wednesday of each month through the summer, Good Samaritan Hospital, Community Health will come out and do health screenings at Gregg Park from 7 to 9 at the enclosed shelter house. And those are June the 4th, July 2nd, August the 30th, or excuse me, August the 3rd, and September the 3rd.
Steve, is that Arts in the Park? Is that on the web page as far as which park and what time?
I think so. I'll have to check with my secretary, but she usually puts the information on Facebook.
Like to,
also.
Yeah, put that out to my staff and put it in our lobby and stuff.
Okay. And then this year we have a couple special ones. We'll be at the Military Museum, and we also have one at our office. Richard Day comes from the State Historical Sites and does a program on the Chief Tecumseh statue that's behind us. So
great. Okay. Thanks, Steve. Thanks. Next is Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. We are in the neighborhood of about 4,000 calls, which is pretty normal right now for the year. We did have a car that was damaged during an accident that has now been repaired and is back in the fleet. That's car 11. Our state required training, we are complete on that with the exception of one officer, which is great for us. We're not even to June yet, and everybody has their state requireds. Always been something in the past. We always worried about you get down to the end of the year and trying to find training for people, and so we worked hard to get some of the state required stuff knocked out early this year. Mox and Julian that we introduced last time I was here, he has completed his 40-hour pre-basic, which is just the initial training that he has to have before he goes to the police academy. He was finishing that up today. He is scheduled for the academy July the 20th down at Evansville. So we look forward to keeping him rolling, moving that way. And I guess the last thing I'd mention, Officer B.J. Helderman, who we had in the schools during the school year, she is back on the shift, rotating as a letter during the summertime until we get ready to go back to school for this summer. That's how we're doing that. We do hope to utilize her maybe for some community projects, though, as well in the summertime. get those rolled.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Dustin. Street and sanitation.
The city potholes continue to give birth to new ones, and they're doing quite well. We attempt to fill them up, though. But just to tell you, give me an idea how it works, because a lot of times somebody will see us on 6th Street, and they'll say, well, just around the corner. At the rate that they're starting to slow down just a little, and we're going to double up on them now that we can got some people to do it. We fill the ones in the middle of the block where traffic's moving the fastest. On the most traveled streets, when we get a call, we immediately, if that falls into that area, we immediately go fill them. Then we start working our way around. You know, just because you see us on the south end of town doesn't mean we're going to cover the whole south end. We try to get that. So that helps. I know a lot of people call and say, hey, I just saw you, you know, around the corner of my house, and you didn't do it, and that's the reason. So that's the way that's working, if that helps you.
And you've started spraying for mosquitoes.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Mention that.
But. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Bryce. What's this engineer?
John Sprague, city engineer. Right now on Greg Park is the main contract we have going right now. We have the roadway, which has been brought to my attention, is actually called Red Skelton Drive or Washington Street. The one that goes east along, or goes along Washington and then up along Niblack, that street has been completed. They did the subsurface stabilization, intermediate asphalt and surface asphalt. I'll be working with the Parks Department and the Street Department this week getting the lip smoothed out. We're going to be adding dirt, seed, and sod, or dirt, seed, and straw on the non-parking areas, and we'll be restoning the parking areas so that that lip goes away and it's a lot smoother. The parking lot has stalled for the moment. That subsurface structure was much, much softer than I anticipated, than really anybody anticipated. It was really quite a miracle that the parking lot lasted as long as it has. So we have the stone subbase down right now, and we are waiting for it to dry out. If we hadn't gotten the rain yesterday evening, we would have been paving intermediate asphalt today, and that would have been going very well. So we're waiting for the parking lot to dry up. It's currently holding water in a couple of spots, so if we don't get any more rain, which doesn't sound likely, hopefully by the end of the week we'll be paving again. If not, it'll be next week. So but it's gone pretty well other than that. So then I have other business I don't need.
And move on to old business. I am supposed to ask at this public meeting if anybody is aware of historical significance of the property at 1408 Shelby. This is in reference to our grant for aging in place. It just had to be, we had to mention a public meeting, and if anybody has anything on this property, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Okay.
It might have been on my.
I know you might.
It might have been. It might have been on my paper route. I'm trying to remember. No, that was north of my paper route. So, so you need a motion on that or not?
No, I just think it just had to be mentioned in our public meeting.
That all right.
Was. Move on to new business. First up is amendment number 2 for second Niblack project. John Sprague.
I have a supplemental amendment to the original contract for Second and Niblack. This includes the inclusion of right-of-way services, which was not in the original contract, which is the norm. They don't typically include that in the original contract because we don't know definitively how many parcels we'll have. So that's in here. There were some additional environmental items that need added. Subsurface investigation, and then we have to do an additional boring on the north side of the bridge because the abutment was deemed to be insufficient to carry the new bridge. So they'll be installing a new abutment on that side, which requires an additional boring. So I'm here requesting approval of amendment number two.
So is there some additional monetary obligations as a part of this?
Yes. Page 8 of 8, and the first of the actual amendment, I'm not sure
right.
what all you have in your
contract. Yeah, I've got
contract.
It.
It increases the previous not to exceed total from $277,900 by $58,333 to a new not to exceed of $336,230.
Okay. So we should include that in our motion. Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve amendment number two for the second and Niblack project as recommended by City Engineer John Sprague, with the aforementioned modifier that the increase not exceed the total of $277,900 by $56,975 to a new not to exceed total of $334,875.
That's what's in our packet.
Is it?
Yes, that's what's in our packet. Is that okay?
I may have, I think I just printed off the wrong one. So I do know that
those figures are all right then.
The first numbers they sent me, we went back and forth and negotiated a little bit and they went down. So I think you guys have the correct amount. I just printed this off.
Okay.
All right.
And I think I grabbed the wrong one. So
we'll assume that's correct.
Right. I think the 56 is correct because, yeah.
All right. Is that okay?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Next is open bids for the 2014 Street Rehabilitation Project. I'm just going to open these and have him go through and make sure all the proper documents are in place. And
so we're not making a decision on this?
Yeah.
We are. Okay.
First one is Milestone.
Milestone has Form 96. Bid bond. Proof of insurance. There it is. Okay. And the completed itemized proposal, it was in a different spot. They have the bid amount of $635,608.55.
Next is E and B paving.
They have Form 96. Insurance. And the bid bond. and a bid amount of $897,568 even.
And the third and last bid is from David O'Meara.
They have Form 96. The bid bond, liability insurance, and a bid amount of $856,937.80.
Okay, so Steve, do you have any questions about any of that?
No, I don't.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the contract of $635,608.55 to Milestones, pending final verification of all the pieces that Mr. Sprague needs to complete the bidding process.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Do you need, John, do you need this, or does that go back to Dan? Or?
Yeah, I'll take it. Okay.
Is street closing for Riverfront Pavilion concert, Mark McNeese?
Mark McNeese, Knox County Chamber of Commerce. Actually, I've got a couple different things, and item C and D. First one is for the James McMurtry concert on June 14th. That's a Saturday. I think Bill Sanderford from First Vincennes has already been here to talk about and got the pavilion.
Yes.
Has he secured the stage? He's got that as well.
Right.
This is simply, we've had a number of meetings since then, and Bill had not requested closing Busserin Street that evening. Doesn't have to happen during the day. The concert's not going to start until about 6 o'clock. He just we thought maybe closing that at 4:30 would be a nice option, and get it instead of having people do laps around the pavilion.
Right.
So that's what I'm here to request. Buster and say at 4 o'clock, is that okay, Bryce? If you leave the barricades and stuff down there, we can put them up at 4 o'clock on Busserin Street in between
closing of the concert.
Yeah, for the concert.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the closing of Busserin Street adjacent to the pavilion for the aforementioned concert on June 14th from 4 o'clock until the conclusion of the event.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks. Next, Watermelon Festival, August 2nd, 2014. Chamber throws the Watermelon Festival each and every year. I'm making a similar request to what we made last year. I'll just go down the list. First, the color run. Once we meet all the criteria as put forth by Vincennes Water Utility and IDEM, the color run route, it starts at 8 a.m. It would go down First Street all the way to Harrison on VU's campus. Come back, loop right in front of Green Activity Center. There's a little cut through. Come back on First, use Culbertson. And we do two big laps there for the color run. It was pretty
That's the same route as last year, correct?
Exact same route as last year. We used Vincennes University Police helped us as well, and I've already contacted them about this. It's the old National Color Fun Run sponsored by them. We had 200 participants last year. We're going up to 300 this year.
Great.
There are some rules and regulations we have to meet from IDEM standards. One of those may include, but we're going to have meetings later, may include use of a street sweeper to ensure color doesn't go down any drain. It's cornstarch, people, but hey, whatever. Next, street closings for the festival. Do you want to take them all as one whole?
Yeah, that's
okay,
fine.
I like that. Patrick Henry Drive, we last year we closed Patrick Henry Drive, Market Street, and Main Street from about 5:30 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. on that Saturday, August 2nd. We also closed Market and Patrick Henry starting at 3 o'clock on Friday and left Main Street open until the morning of. We're requesting that exact same thing. Also, stage. We've used the stage each and every year for the Watermelon Festival. I'm requesting that as well. We would set it up on Friday, take it down on Monday. We'll use our own labor, but we need somebody from the street department to let us in and out and maybe haul it over. Is that okay? All right. And then trash. We have a dumpster, and we ask that you waive the fee for the dumpster. We bring a rollaway cart, and we actually put it at the in the gravel area next to Culbertson Boulevard down there. What was former railroad stuff. And that's it.
All right.
Long list.
You're not going to say anything about the Yankees beating the Cardinals.
Hey, it was Memorial Day at Yankee.
That's the celebration of the 64 Cardinals kicking your butt back then. So. All right, so here's the...
right, actually.
Oh, okay. So, that would be a lot easier. Why don't you give me that for 7 minutes to make your list? All right. We'll make a motion for the Watermelon Festival that's being held on August the 2nd for the following items. The Color Run will close streets during its route from 7:30 to 9:30, utilizing the same route as last year, starting on First Street, then going through Vincennes University, and will require the coordination of efforts with VPD and VUPD. Then the closing for the streets of the festival itself, Patrick Henry Market and Main Streets, from 5:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Saturday, and Patrick Henry and Market Street from 3 o'clock on Friday. Then the festival requests the use of the stage with their own setup, but need for transporting and pickup on Friday and Monday. And then location of the dumpster for the festival with the waiving of the fee to be in the gravel area near Culbertson Boulevard.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, you all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, guys.
I'll see if you repeat that.
Thank God for recording.
Okay, next is Hoosier Cruisers Riverfront Pavilion. Hold it. One other thing.
Sorry. What? Apparently, Mr. Beeman yields the floor to Mr. McNeese.
Actually, on the McMurtry concert, there was a request for a banner. I'm glad Kathy's here to be hung. She's already talked to Dan about it the week before on College, and then the week of on Hart Street.
Dan, you have those dates?
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. So what are the dates, Dan?
So June 14th, back it up 1 week, so from the 7th.
June 7th.
Through the 14th.
To the
14th. And then the week before would be on College.
And that's where, on College?
The one on Hart and one on College.
The first week is Hart?
First week is college,
and then the second week is on Hart.
That's correct.
Okay, so we're going to make a motion to approve the hanging of a banner promoting the McMurtry concert at the pavilion with accompanying insurance at the following locations, College Avenue from 6-7 to 6-14, and then the following week at on Second Street location.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, Steve, you're up.
I'm here for the Hoosier Cruisers, the Vincennes Parks Department, on August the 9th. And the 10th that weekend is the annual Hoosier Cruiser Car Show at Gregg Park. Last year, the Saturday before, the club had a cruise in around Vincennes. They had about 40 to 50 cars. They took off from Gregg Park, went around Vincennes. Dusty's, the police department, kind of helped us on that. We wound up back at the pavilion. We are requesting the use of the Riverfront Pavilion on August the 9th from about 8 o'clock in the evening to maybe 10 to 11. I'll take care of all the trash in the restrooms.
Okay. So the request really isn't for the route or anything. It's just for
the use of the pavilion.
So we'll make a motion that the Riverfront Pavilion be approved for its use with no associated fee for the Hoosier Cruisers on August the 10th?
The 9th.
The 9th, August the 9th, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Okay, next is Riverfront Pavilion rental for wedding. Officer DJ Halter.
Uh-oh, no show. Runaway bride.
I guess so.
So, I take it the DJ's not getting married, is he?
Is he getting married? Is it?
We'll table LMF. We're not live on the radio, so we're okay.
Okay, yeah. Next is parking on North 3rd Street between 8:30 a.m. and noon on Sunday morning only. Larry Meek and Mark
Bowler.
I think this is for a
looks like you're a solo act here today, man.
You're drafted. Yep.
So which date are we talking about here?
I'm sorry?
Which date? Do you know?
Sundays.
Oh, Sundays.
Oh, this is ad nauseum. This is every Sunday between 8:30 and noon. That there be no parking on... Go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Tell us what you need.
Okay. Parking be allowed.
I have a request from the Church of Christ at 3rd and St. Clair. When they made 3rd Street a one-way, they don't allow us to park on the side of next to our building there. And it makes awful inconvenient for some old people, older than me.
And like it Sunday parking only?
So the request is not from the church. The request is from the neighbors?
No, it's church. The church.
It is the church is wanting...
Parking allowed on the, say, east side of the street, but I think two of those spots are residential designs.
Right. Right.
Originally, there wasn't enough roadway width to allow parking on both sides.
Surely Sunday for church services, it would be.
Right, for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I don't know that would be the end of the world.
Right.
And this would be just in that block of the church itself?
That's my understanding. Right. From St. Clair to St. Warren.
So do you need more time, or you're okay with us making a motion to put up a no parking on Sunday?
No, it's parking, not only.
Parking only on Sunday on that side. Yeah, I'm really going to confuse people, right?
Yeah. I think what we'll do is we'll leave the curb yellow, and we'll have the street department put up a couple signs indicating the time frame.
Okay.
So,
parking Sunday only from 8:30. Okay. All right. You're okay with that? All right. So we'll make a motion that we place signs between St. Clair and Sycamore on North 3rd Street that would indicate Sunday parking only between 8:30 a.m. and noon Sunday for Church of Christ. Looks like you're going to get it.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, we'll get signs put up.
I'm sorry, I forgot to put my hearing aid in.
Oh, that's okay. We got you.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay.
We'll get some signs put up on that side that will indicate Sunday parking only during those times, and the street department, Mr. Sprague, will take care of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
I made some more copies this week.
Why don't you give a copy to Mr. Sprague here with the sunglasses? Thank you, sir. We didn't clarify which one you were. Are you Mr. Meek or you're Mr. Bowler? He couldn't hear. It doesn't matter. We probably do need to know that for the minutes. Hey, John. Yeah. Was this Mr. Meek or Mr. Bowler? Mr. Meek. It's Mr. Meek. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Last is Vincent's Firefighters Local 664 to discuss July 4th.
Justin Love, Vincent's Firefighters. Just like to request permission for our annual hosting of vendors downtown 4th of July for Patrick Henry Drive and Market Street. Pretty much all day, July 4th.
And so that, in that area, you have to get park service approval as well, or you already got that?
Yeah, that's the next thing on the agenda.
Turn the lights and go.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Patrick Henry Drive area for vendors for the 4th of July activities as sponsored by the Vincent's Fire Department Local 664.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are you needing the parking lot for?
No, we weren't able to get a carnival this year. I called everybody in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, Georgia. Nobody's available.
Just want to make sure before you walked away.
Hopefully next year.
All right. Okay, that was it. Just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.